With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump cruises to victory in Iowa, easily outpacing his GOP rivals.
Right now, it's a fight for second place between Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. The former president's son, Eric Trump, told the AP that his dad resonates with voters because they're not happy with the current situation.
They're disappointed. We have the single-handed worst president in the history of our country, by far, hands down. It's not even close. Everything's worse than 4 years ago.
The Make America Great Again Trump Super PAC issued a statement tonight saying the people of Iowa sent a clear message that Donald Trump will be the next Republican nominee for president. It also urged the rest of the field to call it quits.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, another day of brutally cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills across much of the U.S. The National Weather Service says about 150 million Americans are under a wind chill warning or advisory for dangerous cold and wind. According to Flight Tracker FlightAware, there have been over 3,000 flights canceled, over 9,000 delayed on Monday. The weekend saw over 11,000 flights delayed. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is released from Walter Reed.
Austin has been in the hospital for 2 weeks to treat complications from prostate cancer surgery. In a statement, the Pentagon says the cancer was treated early and his prognosis is excellent. This was all kept secret from senior Biden administration officials for weeks. A few days ago, President Biden was asked if he still has confidence in Austin.
I do.
The president answered yes when asked if it was a lapse in judgment. A review is underway. While Austin was at Walter Reed, the U.S. launched a series of military strikes late last week on the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen. Austin will be working from home as he recovers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is SRN News. Americans are talking about the dead, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that nearly half of the general population believes that people who have passed away can still, quote, provide assistance, protection, or guidance to the living. The religious group most likely to think that is Catholics. 64% say the dead can help living people. Black Protestants come in a close second at 59%. Those two groups are also the most likely to believe that they can communicate with the dead. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Asian country is paying the price for the practice of aborting unborn female babies. In South Korea, young men now far outnumber young women after 30 years of sex selection abortion. As a result, nearly 1 million South Korean males will be unable to find a wife, threatening the stability of the family. Similar trends are playing out in China, Taiwan, and India. This is SRN News. The Baltimore Sun newspaper is sold.
The buyer is David D. Smith, executive chairman of the media conglomerate Sinclair. Smith told the newspaper he acquired Baltimore Sun Media from the hedge fund Alden Global Capital in a private deal reached on Friday. He didn't disclose how much he paid in the agreement. Smith bought the paper independently of Sinclair, which is known for its ownership of local television news stations across the U.S., though he said there could be partnerships between the two brands in the future. He'll remain the executive chairman at Sinclair. Keith Peters reporting.
This year's Miss America winner is an Air Force pilot. Second Lieutenant Madison Marsh was crowned during Sunday night's pageant in Florida. The 22-year-old Colorado native is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy and becomes the first active-duty officer to ever win the Miss America title. She's also getting a master's degree in public policy. More details at SRNnews.com.